Hey again, everyone. I just bless you in the name of the Lord. And thanks for listening. And just pray that this is a blessing to you, and it just opens your eyes, that your eyes would be open to more of the Father and His kingdom in and around your life. And that your ears would hear. And that you would just be awakened more and more into the things of the kingdom of heaven, of our Father's house, and just all that He has for us as His sons. And so, so this one is entitled Angelic Encounters. And just really, I've been journaling a lot of the different angels that either myself or Virginia have encountered in times of prayer or ministry, and just felt it appropriate to begin to journal their ranks, their assignments, their function, and what they do in the kingdom, and even why the Lord, you know, why they come around our life, what the Lord has sent them for, and just to really. For all of us to realize that, you know, the Father has sent angels, and I'm just going to focus on the angels because there are other hosts, there are other heavenly hosts that that you could encounter, and I just want to focus for right now on the angels, And just for you that are listening that would hear this message, that for you to realize, if you're not seeing angels or just seeing more clearly into the realm of the Spirit, you know, I really want to encourage you to just begin to engage, you know, by your spirit, by faith, the realm of the kingdom, and just by faith, just know that the angels are there. And as you begin to engage in the realm of the Spirit more and more, you'll begin to see, you know, what's going on, discerning. You know, because sometimes you can discern the presence of an angel by just by the Spirit. You know that an angel is in your presence, is there for whatever reason. They might speak to you by the Spirit, and it's just for you to learn how to discern whether you see them or feel them. You know, there could be several different ways of discerning angelic activity in and around your life. And if you've never, really been in a setting, or even tried to engage, you know, by faith, begun to engage that realm, the realm of the Spirit, more and more, you know, if you've never listened to any of Paul Cox's teachings or anything like that, I would really recommend just going and checking him out. He has an amazing gift of discernment on his life, and that's one of the primary things that the Lord has given to him to release into the earth, is the gift of discernment, you know, the understanding and the knowledge of that. And so I trust that you would that there will be an impartation waiting for you as you go and listen to his teachings or watch the video links on the Ustream. They have a Ustream channel. They always send out like a newsletter email couple times a month, once a month or something, but what the Lord has given to him has impacted my wife and I tremendously, because I personally wasn't seeing angels a whole lot, you know, several years ago, and it's only been probably within the last two to three years that I've really begun to see them more clearly, and more often. Before, like a lot of times I would sense angelic presence. Sometimes they might bump me or rub me, you know, they would bump into me or something. That's the only way I know how to say it. And I knew that there was an angel around, but I didn't know why the angel was there and what was going on. And over the last couple of years, I've just, my wife and I both, we've begun to learn what I like to describe as co-laboring with the Lord. Because he's, you know, we need to realize that he's sending angelic hosts around our life for a purpose. And it could be healing, a message, a revelation. It could be, they could be there on the behalf of someone else, and for us to recognize, to acknowledge them in the realm of the Spirit, and then release them into the assignment that they, that the Father, that Father's given to them, on behalf of others that might be sick or in need of whatever it is that the Father sent them to do on their behalf. And so, so I just want to take, the next, I don't know, however long this ends up being, 30 minutes or so, just talking about the different angels that we've encountered. And I think maybe just some of the dynamics and, I'll just say protocols for interacting with the angels. And really just, you know, not that this is like a, you know, we all need to realize that God is going to interact with us uniquely, and, you know, just recognizing how the, how Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus, how the, you know, how we perceive, how we see into the realm of the Spirit, how we hear, you know, just to discern, you know, you personally need to realize and understand more and more how it is that, that you see in the realm of the Spirit, and really acknowledging what you're seeing is real, and begin to learn how to engage with what you're seeing so that, you know, whatever it is that Father wants to do in that moment, you come into, with what you're seeing or hearing, you come into agreement with it. And if there's something for you to say or do, you just simply be obedient to that, so that that obedience can release the manifestation of his perfect will into this realm, you know, for the kingdom of heaven to be released into this realm, to touch you or whoever or whatever needs to be done in this realm, for this realm to line up with heaven. And it's going to involve us co-laboring with the Lord and just simply acknowledging what we see and hear in the realm of the Spirit and just come into agreement with it. And then just, if there's something for us to say or to do, we be obedient to that. And then that obedience will release the kingdom of heaven to come forth and to manifest and to bring life and freedom in that situation, whatever that's about. So, I'll just begin by going down just through some of the angels, through the angels that we've encountered, you know, their function. That's a key idea, a key point right there is the function of the angel. You know, we need to understand the difference between the Greek and the Hebraic mindset, and the Hebraic mindset involves the function of the object or the person or whatever we're talking about. The mind of a Hebrew is all about the function of that object, not so much the form, which Greek is all involved in form, and the Hebrew is all about function. So if you can begin to, the way that you would apply that to the setting is, you know, if you begin to see an angel, you know, we've heard people say you need to test the spirits, and then, you know, they need to be able to give you a code word or just acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. And, you know, however you would know that they are from out of heaven and not from out of darkness, you know. And so it just takes discernment by the Spirit to grow in the understanding of this. So let's just say, just for instance, you begin to discern an angel, whether through vision or audibly or just through feeling, like you might feel fire, energy, electricity, however it might manifest, the presence of that angel might manifest around your life, but you begin to discern that the angel's there. So then you simply acknowledge, you know, that there's an angel there, and you, however you would acknowledge that angel, like, you know, I acknowledge your presence right now, angel, and I receive you right now in the name of the Lord, or, you know, I acknowledge your presence, you know, and I ask, you could ask, you know, what is your name? Why are you here? You know, where have you come from even? So it's just learning how it's just simply not getting stuck in the whoa, I'm seeing an angel right now. You know, we get stuck in that, whoa, I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. This is like, oh, I don't know what to do. And we, you know, it's just learning how to get over that fascination or the overwhelming, that wow moment of the realm of the spirit, just suddenly beginning to open up and you're seeing an angel, you know, and they've come with a message or an assignment from the Father. And so as you just begin to see them, you just, however, you know, in your own way, out of your heart, you know, you just acknowledge their presence. You acknowledge that the Father sent them. And then just, you know, for you personally or individually, just, you know, kind of form your own questions of how you're going to engage. You know, what is your name? Why are you here? And then you just go from there. So, let me think of a good example of one of the angels that we've encountered. An angel of glory that Virginia and I encountered this one particular day that we were praying. I began to see the angel in the realm of the spirit, that the angel was there. And then a lot of times when Virginia and I are together in prayer or whatever, it's like, so that we're both engaged in what's going on, it's like a lot of times I'll ask her if she's seeing what I'm seeing or if she knows the name or the function or the purpose of the angel or why the angel's here. So that way we're both kind of engaged in what's going on and so that we can both fully receive, you know, why the angel has come and what the assignment is so that that assignment can be fulfilled in that moment. So in this one particular setting, or a time of prayer with Virginia, there was an angel of glory that came, and we acknowledged the angel and the presence of the angel, and then we asked, Virginia knew just by the spirit that the angel's name was Glory of Nations, and so we just simply just said, we receive you, Glory of Nations, and we receive the assignment that the Father's given to you. And then the next thing we knew, this angel was taking a bowl and the angel was pouring out what we knew to be the glory, and it looked just like golden, thick, just honey, and it was glory. It was the glory of the Father. And so this angel was anointing us with this glory, and it was a pretty amazing experience with this angel of glory. So, and it really is that simple. It's like you first, by faith, if you're not seeing a whole lot in the realm of the spirit, you just by faith begin to acknowledge that you know the angels are in and around your life, that the Father has sent heavenly hosts around your life. And by faith, you just begin to engage that every day, morning or at night, whenever you think about doing that in prayer. But you take that posture of faith and you just simply acknowledge and thanking the Father for their presence around your life, and to begin to just ask the Father for your eyes to see and acknowledge their presence, to begin to see them, hear them, interact with them, and co-labor with them in why the Father has sent them, so that not only for you but for others, you know, the perfect will of the Father, the kingdom of heaven, can come forth in greater measure in your life and in others' life of the purpose and the assignment of why the Father has sent these angels in and around your life. Okay, so I'm just going to begin to go through the different angels that we've encountered. And on this one particular occasion, we were worshiping with some friends of ours, and I began to see an angel of refreshing. And this angel had like a beautiful silver pitcher, and it's simply the angel just pours a refreshing drink. And so you just, it's almost like you're, by faith, you just acknowledge, we were just acknowledging that this angel of refreshing was in our midst. And so we just received that drink, that refreshing drink that the angel had come to pour for us. And here again, it was a really amazing encounter with this angel of refreshing. And so a lot of times too, I will say this, Sometimes I get their name, like sometimes they'll have names, like Virginia. It's kind of funny actually, because there's an angel that's assigned in my life, that this angel is similar to the one that's in Exodus that went before the Israelites in the desert. And I think it's in Exodus 19 or 24. Let's see. But at any rate, the angel that went before the Israelites, and so there's an angel that actually Virginia and I both have an angel assigned to us, that this angel goes ahead of us and makes, you know, prepares the way and makes the way, removing the obstacles, just, you know, helping make the way, preparing the way for us to walk the path that Father has prepared for us to walk. And so, and the first time I saw that angel, it was like in 2009, and I saw the back, I saw the angel's back, you know, like the back of his head and his form, and I don't know that I've ever seen his face. I'm not sure. I don't think I have. But the point was, is that his name is Ben, and I say his, I mean, you know, obviously there is angels can have the form or appearance of a male or a female. So, you know, I just say his, because he has the appearance and the form of a male, of what we would know to be a male gender. So his name is Ben. And then the funny part of this is that the angel that has a similar assignment in Virginia's life, his name is Franklin. And so we've got Ben and Franklin going on, and that's funny and interesting. But so yeah, a lot of times for me, the way I interact with them, the way I just by the Spirit, I'll know by the Spirit that like they're an angel of refreshing, an angel of glory, an angel of deliverance, an angel of finance. You know, there's only been a handful of times when I've actually known the name of the angel, but the majority of the time for me, I know the function of the angel. I know what the angel is the function of what this angel does in the realm of the kingdom, and and so then that helps me to engage or maybe ask the right question. So I would, you know, definitely there's not a, you each and every one of us individually needs to just learn how to, you know, the questions that of how we're going to acknowledge and engage the angelic hosts around our life whenever Father sends angels around our life, whether it's, you know, for us or for someone else. And then just for you personally, just beginning to you know, form the questions and making sure that you know, you're acknowledging the presence of the angel, you're acknowledging this angel right now, because this is you're seeing this angel, you're discerning the presence of this angel, and then you begin to engage in the realm of the Spirit to find out what this angel is here for. And then from there, you'll know how to come into agreement with the assignment of, or, you know, if you just need to receive the message, or if it's like the angel's here for healing on someone else's behalf, then you you'll begin to understand how to release that angel into that assignment to bring healing and restoration, deliverance, whatever it is, into that person's life. So it's definitely, that's what I'm, that's one thing that I've had to overcome quite a bit, is the not getting stuck, you know, being able to engage, acknowledge the presence of the angel that I'm seeing, and then engage in the Spirit to engage the angel, so that, you know, what the Father's wanting to do can be done. Because the problem is when we don't engage them, they don't, you know, they're not going to do anything. And so We will see greater manifestations, greater power, just demonstrations of the kingdom and manifestations of the kingdom of heaven as we learn how to engage the realm of the Spirit and release the angelic presence, release the angelic hosts in and around our life, because they're here to minister to the heirs, you know, to us that are inheriting, you know, salvation, or however that, let's read that scripture there in Hebrews, you know, that he says his angels are winds and messengers of fire, and yeah, it's in Hebrews 1, verse 7. Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? And they're here to serve those that will inherit salvation in the kingdom. So they're here on us. We're not to worship them by any stretch of the means, but they're here to serve us, and they're here to bring that part of the Father's will into our life, and to release that, establish that in our life. So we've just got to learn how to acknowledge and engage with the angelic hosts around our life. So there's angels of deliverance. I don't know if you've done any kind of deliverance, but a lot of times, the angels will work alongside with you in that deliverance, and they will, a lot of times, they will keep the demonic from hurting the person and even just holding the person still so that the ministry can happen, so that the demonic spirits are not trying to hurt or, torment the person or anything like that. So there's angels of deliverance, and there's angels of finance. And so the angel of finance, the experience with those angels, one night we were, I was sitting on the couch, and we were in a place of, the finances were getting really, really slim. And so all of a sudden, just on the couch, we were getting ready to go to the prayer room, and I just saw three angels come out of heaven, and I knew that they were angels of finance. And then we got this email from a friend of ours, like within 12 hours or 24 hours, it was like a confirmation of the angels of finance. And then I think it was an email that we had read or something that Todd Bentley had posted about how to pray, you know, just learning how to pray and engage the angelic hosts and releasing them into the assignment. So really, with the angels of finance, we just began to acknowledge that the Father had sent them, and we began to just release them every morning. Virginia and I would just come together, and we just, you know, Father, thank you for the angels of finance that you have sent around our life, and we just bless you right now to go in the name of the Father and to bring in the finances and the provision that the Father has for us and all that he has for us in Jesus' name. And that was kind of the gist of how we were praying. And so I remember now that we were almost like, because a charge had gotten put on our debit card, and it was supposed to go on a credit card, and it got messed up, so it put our bank account in the hole like $400 or something. So we were like minus -400, and we were like, okay, Lord, what, you know? So, and that was on a Thursday. By the following Tuesday, we were at plus +400. So we had like almost $800 come in a week or something like that. And it was just a really amazing sign and evidence of the angels of finance, you know, ministering and working and being in our, and, and working in and around our life and why the Father had sent them. It was just an amazing experience with that. And, you know, because we are, for us personally, you know, we're living a life of faith. We don't have full-time jobs. You know, we do ministry here and there. We do worship wherever. And we do the essential oil stuff. I mean, there's different places that bring in some income, but we, you know, we don't have your normal 9-to-5 job. And, I mean, we're very thankful for that, but it's definitely a life of faith. And the Father has been amazing. For probably the last 8 months now, 6-8 months, the exact thing that was needed has come in every month as far as finances go. And it's really been an amazing journey and walk with the Father to just watch and to see and experience His faithfulness and His provision for us. And it's just been a tremendous blessing and an amazing testimony to experience. Another group, the next group of angels would be the watching angels. They kind of, you know, you might have heard of demonic watchers, you know. It's kind of similar to that. This group of angels, they're there to watch over something or just to simply watch in a person's life or over a situation or something like that. The ones that I've seen, the watching angels that I've seen are this one particular encounter, this gate was being redeemed. And once the spirit that was standing in the gate got judged and cast down, two watching angels came and stood at the posts of the gate. So, you know, their assignment is to watch over that gate. So it's almost like a centurion type rank, as far as they're there to watch over the gate, to protect the gate from, you know, who's going in and out, and just to keep the gate secured. In this setting, that's what I was seeing, and that's what was happening, is they were there to watch over this gate. So obviously, angel of healing. So there's angels of healing. The angel that prepares the way, that's the angel Ben that I told you about. Gathering angels. A lot of times what the gathering angels, Jesus actually mentions them when he, you know, talking about the end times when the gathering angels will bring in the harvest. And so how we've engaged the gathering angels is we've just, you know, we've prayed into and asked the Father, once we began to catch a revelation of our bloodline and redeeming our bloodline, cleansing our bloodline, and the inheritance of our bloodline, and the mantles, the staffs, the anointings, the giftings that have been stolen or lost out of our bloodline, we've simply we've petitioned the Father and just asked the Father to release the gathering angels on our behalf and to go and plunder the treasury rooms, the treasure rooms of darkness, the enemy's treasure rooms that have these lost, stolen items, and where they are. And and so the gathering angels, you know, we've petitioned them numerous times. There was kind of a season we were going through when we were doing that almost daily, just releasing the gathering angels to go and to gather, to restore and redeem everything that's been lost out of our generational bloodline, to restore the giftings, the mantles, the callings, the staffs, the symbols of authority, the crowns, just all of the every part of our inheritance that's been lost or stolen out of our bloodline, to be redeemed and restored and to be brought back into our mountain, into the kingdom of heaven. And so that's how we've engaged the gathering angels, and we've seen some really amazing things as far as like some things that have been restored. So I will say, you know, there has been fruit, there has been evidence of petitioning the Father to release the gathering angels for that specific reason. And we have seen things being restored, you know, just, you know, by what we're seeing in the spirit in those times of prayer and stuff. There are angels of worship. The one that I personally have seen one night, we were at our house gathering, and this angel, I just started seeing like these rose petals. Well, I say they're rose petals. I mean, that's what they appeared to me. That's what they look like. That's the closest thing that I know of how to describe them. Because obviously, sometimes there can be a language barrier between heaven and earth. There's colors. Sometimes there's just not words, you know, to describe what you see in the realm of the kingdom. And it's just, you've got to go, you know. The only way to experience it and to describe it is to go for yourself and to see it for yourself in the spirit and hear and see for yourself and experience the realm of the kingdom for yourself. So this angel of worship was throwing down what looked to be like white, peach and pink colored rose petals all over the floor. And then the next thing I saw was this beautiful angel just begin to twirl and to dance and just worship with us. Well, 'cause we were in worship. We were in a time of worship at the house, and this angel just gathering, just twirling. And what was amazing is the rose petals were almost materializing from out of the angel. It's like, or around the angel, and the petals were swirling around the angel. It was a very beautiful sight, and so that was my first encounter with an angel of worship. The next group would be the metronome angels, and Virginia encountered these angels, and in a time of prayer one day we were praying together. And the metronome angels, are their function is to synchronize and to align us to Abba, to the Father and His purposes, times, and seasons. So that if there's any area of our life that's out of order or out of alignment or sync, the metronome angels are there to bring that part of our life into synchronization and oneness with the Father and His will. And so so here again, we just acknowledged that the Father had sent the metronome angels around our life, and then Virginia knew the particular area or reason that the Father had sent them. So then we just released them to bring that part of our life into alignment and agreement with the Father's will, and so that's how we've engaged them and prayed and released them into their assignment. The heralding angel, this angel, when I saw this angel, is a rather tall angel and had a silver trumpet and just raised this trumpet up over us and just blew this trumpet over us. And it was almost like an invitation and an announcement. And it was really in this experience with this angel, it was, the angel was inviting us to come and to walk in the heavens. And so, you know, here again, we just acknowledge the messenger angel. And that's what I saw, is I saw us as a group, the people that were there, that we were beginning to walk in the heavens together. So it was a really, neat experience with that angel. Now here recently, I encountered what I know them to be like housekeeping angels, and we were doing deliverance with a friend of ours, and the person that we were ministering to, we got to this point in deliverance. It was a really tremendous breakthrough of, you know, breaking through demonic strongholds and just dealing with the demonic presence in that person's life. And then, so we got to this place where there was a measure of freedom that had come, and I just began to see in the spirit this group of angels had come in, and they had like brooms, and I saw brooms in their hands, and they were beginning to clean up the house. So it was pretty interesting. And see, I will say this, it's like in this one particular time of deliverance with this person, when we first engaged in the realm of the spirit and began to just to do deliverance, I saw this demonic watcher in the spirit, and so that spirit was there preventing us from coming in into to advancing any further in this person's soul or into the mountain, into the depths, you know, to really bring freedom. And so, you know, we just asked the Father to remove, you know, this watcher from in front of the gate. And next thing I know, that watcher got removed, and then there was a tremendous host of angels that I began to see gathering around, and they were ready to go in and begin to do war and to remove the enemy from out of this person's life. And so then they came in, you know, we got to a place, and I just saw this group of angels that had brooms, and they were beginning to do the house cleaning and clean up the mess from just the strongholds and the demonic presence in this person's life. It was really amazing. And so that was the housekeeping angels. And that's the only time I've really seen that type of angel in that assignment. Another angel they're called the Mighty Ones or Warring Angels. This particular angel, he led me into the heavens, and he showed me the way into the heavens, into this one particular place. It's one of the heavenly places. You know, we've been seated with Christ in heavenly places, so it's like this was one of the heavenly places that's part of my inheritance in the Father. And so he led me, this Mighty One led me into this place in the heavens. And then there was a spirit there that had to be dealt with, because it had been sitting, it had been occupying that place because I'm not there yet. I haven't been in there. So now that I'm there, you know, I've just got to begin to engage the Father as to, what do I do here as a son? You know, what's the purpose and function of this place in the heavens? And what's my function here? What do I do out of this place? And so I'm still learning and growing in the wisdom of that, of just, you know, becoming a mature son. So that's mainly all of the angels that I personally have encountered. Now, you know, I was thinking of another one of the books of, obviously there's angels, the archangels, that are referenced in the Bible, with Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. And so, and I think I said messenger angel. No, I might have missed that one. But there's messenger angels, and they simply come with a message or a revelation, and you know, you just acknowledge their presence, and then like I said, me personally, I just know by the Spirit, once they're there and I see them and I acknowledge them, I just know by the Spirit that they're a messenger angel. And then I just receive the message that they have for me or for Virginia or whoever, and just receive the message. So I think the biggest battle for most, I would say a huge battle for a lot of us, would be the unbelief. And, you know, of what we're seeing is fantasy, it's not real, it's my imagination, you know, all the stuff that the enemy would want us to believe so that we don't engage in the realm of the kingdom, you know, because there's a demonic presence part of the assignment of this demonic presence is to keep us afraid from coming into the realm of the kingdom, and to keep us out of the realm of the Spirit, because the enemy knows that when we start functioning in the realm of the Spirit with knowledge and wisdom, he's going to lose some stuff. And the kingdom of heaven is going to begin to manifest, not only in our life, but in the lives of our family and the ones that we're coming, you know, the ones that we're interacting with. We're going to see more clearly in the realm of the Spirit, and we're going to know how to engage with wisdom and with knowledge and the sword of the Lord, and just whatever the Lord's wanting to do is going to be able to happen in and around that person's life, and to destroy the works of darkness and to tear down the strongholds and set that person free from whatever it is that needs to happen. One of the biggest weapons of the enemy, and not only is fear, but the other one is the big one is just unbelief. It's like, you know, I've realized over time that the so much of the realm of the Spirit for me has been very subtle, and I've simply had to begin to acknowledge that that's the realm of the Spirit that I'm seeing right now. That's in the kingdom right now, and not say that that's my imagination, that's fake, that's not real, it's fantasy, and just all of the stuff that the enemy would want me to believe so that I don't engage that. Because when I engage it, and I acknowledge that it's real and that it's in the kingdom, it'll begin to open up, and I'll begin to come into the revelation and to the reality of that place, of that angelic presence, whatever it is, and the kingdom of heaven is going to begin to manifest in my life because I'm engaging it now. I'm acknowledging the reality of the kingdom of heaven, the angelic hosts, and all of the other hosts of heaven that I might begin to see or interact with. And as I just simply engage them more and more, the reality of the kingdom is going to become more real to me. You know, and that's my heart's prayer for me personally, is that the realm of the kingdom, I would come into a higher consciousness and awareness of the realm of the kingdom than I would be of this natural realm. You know, because my mind has been conformed to the natural. And so I've got to begin to renew my mind and begin to acknowledge the reality and the existence of the kingdom of heaven, the angelic host, the seven spirits of God, the cherubim, the seraphim, the cloud of witnesses, just any and just all of the heavenly hosts that are in the kingdom that are for me to interact with, encounter, and to acknowledge them around my life, and to begin to receive, you know, if they come with a revelation, a gift, a mantle, whatever it is, that I can receive what the Father's wanting to do in and around my life. So I really would encourage just each and every one of you that's listening, that if you're not seeing the angelic, if you're not seeing angels as much as you like, or maybe not at all, that even right now, I break off any condemnation off of you. And I would just say to you that you are not, that there is nothing wrong with you, that you are, you're not any less loved. There's not an anointing that you need. You don't have a gifting. There is nothing wrong with you other than simply just begin to know that the Father has angels around your life. Acknowledge them by faith. You know, all of this, if you've listened to any of the other teachings, I mean, I think I've been pretty redundant in saying, whatever, if I know it's true and real and possible and it's not real in my life, then I'm going to, by faith, begin to engage the reality of that. I'm going to, by faith, begin to engage that truth, that revelation, that angelic host, or whatever the Father's stirring up in my spirit. And by faith, I'm going to begin to engage. And eventually, I'm going to begin to see and hear and come into the reality of that place, of what I'm seeking. And so, concerning angelic encounters, here again, you know, it's not that we don't worship them. We don't, they're simply here to serve the heirs, the co-heirs, to serve the heirs of salvation, the ones that are going to inherit the kingdom. They're here to serve us and to minister to us. So, we just simply need to acknowledge them around our life and just know that, they're there, and little by little, you will begin to see and just to, you know, begin to discern, like, how you personally or how you individually discern the presence of angels, either by heat, by a feeling, a sensation. and I did forget to say this. There is one manifestation of a way that I discern the presence of an angel is sometimes on my left thigh, kind of like where my pocket of my pants is, you know, somewhere high up on my left thigh. It feels like a blowtorch is on my thigh. And when my upper left thigh starts like getting really, really hot, I begin to engage in my spirit, and that's how I have, you know, acknowledged the presence of the angels in times past. And then whether I see them or hear them, I know that they're there because of that manifestation of the heat, the intense heat that's on my leg. And you know, it's been that way when I've encountered the elders and a lot of the angelic hosts that the Lord has sent around my life. So So I just bless you in the name of the Lord, and just know that it is for you to see the angels. It's for you to see the cloud of witnesses, the elders, the chancellors, the counselors, the seven spirits of God, the Father himself, Jesus, you know, the seraph, the cherubim, the four living creatures. It's possible, and it's for you to see every spiritual, every heavenly host that is in the kingdom, everyone that the Father intends for you to see and interact with. It is your right, and it is the Father's good pleasure for you to not only have the kingdom, but to see and to hear everything that he desires for you to see and to hear. So just begin to engage in your spirit. Begin to engage the realm of the spirit by faith. Begin to engage the angelic host by faith. Begin to acknowledge their presence around your life. And I know that you will begin to see and hear, and you'll begin to discern the angelic presence around your life. And so I just bless you. And really, definitely, if you just to hear back, if you could just shoot me an email, like any encouragement or just a testimony of what you're experiencing or encountering with the Lord, I'd love to hear about it. And so I just bless you and just pray that, you know, Father, that you would just continue to enter into the revelation of the Father and the knowledge of him and of his kingdom, of his house, his courts, and the kingdom of heaven, to know his ways and to know the ways of his kingdom, and to begin to manifest as his son in the earth, and to come into maturity in the earth, so that the restoration of all things can come forth, and for you to do the part that the Father's prepared for you to do, for you to receive your inheritance in him, for you to take your place in the heavenly places, and to begin to rule and to reign in Christ according to his perfect will for you, for your family, for your city, for just the sphere of influence that the Father has for you. In Jesus' name. And I just bless you. In Jesus' name, I just bless you. And just thanks for listening. And God bless you.